They say the number one rule for doctors is do no harm. I think it should apply for our congressmen. Our congressmen should do no harm and back off from this plan, which is a prescription for disaster.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is urging New York's congressional delegation to put their state's interest first. She says the GOP-proposed American Health Care Act will do no good for New York and have devastating consequences, especially for the state's older residents. Hochul visited Washington twice in the last 2 weeks to try and sway the minds of the state's Republicans who are in favor of the replacement for the Affordable Care Act or are still undecided.
Yes, there are ways we can reform it. We can make it better. But please do not end this health care program and increase taxes for New Yorkers at the same time as we're closing hospitals and hurting people that we represent.
Hochul is especially displeased with the bill's recently added amendment by Western New York Congressman Chris Collins, which would bar New York from imposing Medicaid costs on upstate and Long Island counties. She says the majority of those dollars currently go to nursing homes that would become unable to support middle-class families whose parents and grandparents need care.
And those will be people that'll be in your spare bedroom, and you'll be providing them health care if these programs are cut to the tune that Chris Collins wants them cut.
With the vote looming, Republicans like Peter King of Long Island and Daniel Donovan from Staten Island are still among the undecided. Hochul says Collins and Hudson Valley Republican John Faso have decided in favor of the new health care bill. WBFO reached out to Congressman Collins for comment, but he was unavailable. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.